In Johannesburg, there is a song that we always sing when a young girl gets married. It's called the click song by the English, because they cannot say "Ongotwane."
Hello, happy Sunday afternoon. Sorry about that, the song from the previous show queued up. But I'll just get us started I think with two pretty long songs, actually, to start the show. The first is going to be Guitar Trio by Rhys Chatham. So, hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about the bit of a rush start a couple minutes ago. But yeah, this is our first show of this semester. Unfortunately, Ruby can't make it. She's got observer obligations, but looking forward to this semester. We're probably going to keep up when she's here the guessing theme. That's been fun. There's no real theme for today, just trying to play music that I enjoy, and hopefully you do too. This next song, I don't know, I thought the drumming on that last one was great. And this other guy, Glenn Branca, both sort of invented, you know, guitar orchestras and influenced a lot of bands that I like, probably some of the ones I'll play later in the show. The next song is probably my favorite song I found over break. It's called Keep On by Alpha Mist.
The family essentially is a community of everybody doing a different part, everybody being different, everybody, you know. And in a household, you learn about authority, right? You learn about order, you learn about selflessness, you learn about organization, you learn about competition, and that's what a family gives you.
That was Keep On by Alphamist. If anyone is interested, he's going on tour in the US in April. Unfortunately, it seems like his concert is going to be during Spring Fling on the 29th. But yeah, I don't know. I got really into him this break. Next up is going to be Sleepyhead by A Beat Happening, in honor of the fact that DeWick is closed and I haven't had enough caffeine today yet, but here we are.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Blade of Grass by Verses. And this is For You Too by Yula Tengah. So that was For You Too by Yula Tengah. Figured now would be a good time to read a PSA, so I'll do that. Let's see. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville neighborhood school on Paterson Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner, and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets, even if you do have the walk light or other clear right of way. Bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop when they do or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Sorry, I screwed up some of the reading of that. Still, I guess, waking up or getting adjusted. But also, just wanted to take a minute break because, I don't know, the next song isn't such a different vibe, but it's a bit of a louder song. But I said I would play people who are inspired by Rhys Chatham at the beginning, and so far, Versus, Yolotenko, and Versus and Yolotenko have been very inspired by him, but Sonic Youth, which is probably my favorite band, is probably most inspired by him. So this is Sunday, also fitting, by Sonic Youth.
See the magic.
That was Don't You Worry by Ume, which is, I learned earlier today, surprisingly, a band from Austin, Texas, but I don't know, they just don't look like they have that vibe. But, no, I mean, I like Austin. They just look like they have a different vibe. Next is a song by Devo, which I thought I'd play because over winter break, I actually went to the house of someone who worked on Yo Gabba Gabba, was, I guess, an artistic director for them. Growing up, I watched that show a lot, and I believe they had, like, a music connection to Devo. This is a song called Social Fools, which I'm not trying to make any commentary on society in the same way that they do in the song, but I do enjoy it, and I hope you do too. Next up is a song. I don't really listen to much Mac DeMarco, but I've been going through my save songs on my phone to clear out some space, and I found this one, and I enjoy it. Ode to Viceroy. Actually, I read an article about DeMarco over the break as well, and he quit cold turkey on his most recent tour, so that's a little postscript to that song. Next up is probably second to last, a song by a great new band out of Chicago who's actually our age, named Horse Girl. The song is called Anti-Glory. I've been listening to them a lot lately, too.
Yeah.
And to finish off today's show, it's going to be Cold Apartment by Vagabond. Hope you all enjoyed. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Ruby. At least she's helping out with the Observer Culture Boost. But yeah, this is Partial Recall. This semester, happy to be here every Sunday at 1:00.